Okay, we're continuing with Hashem in the sixth parak of Maseches Bava Kamim, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Geit shiyata mitachas hapatish vehizik. If a spark flies out from under a hammer and it damages, chayiv, so you have to pay for that damage. Gamal shayaton pishton vav rishus rabim. If a camel was carrying pishton and it was going through rishus rabim, v'nichnas pishton l'toch hachanus v'dalka b'ner shalchan v'ni, and the pishton went into the shop and was lit on fire by the lamp in the shop, v'hidik hasabira, and then it burnt the whole building. Bal Gamal Chayiv, the owner of the Gamal is Chayiv to pay for the damages that he did to the house because he was Poshea to put a bundle of flax in a wide open space right in front of the shops. Hinia Chenveni Nerubi Bechutz, if the Chenveni puts the candle outside of the store and then that lit the bundle of flax on fire and that caused the whole building to burn down, HaChenveni Chayiv. Then it's the Chenveni's problem because he was the one that was Poshea by leaving the candle outside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, one of the rare cases in Mishnayos where we mention Chanukah, bin Ner Chanukah Potter, that if it was in Ner Chanukah, then he had every right to leave it outside, and therefore the Chenveni is going to be Potter for the fire that was caused by the Ner Chanukah. Moving on to Perek Merubah, the seventh Perek of Maseches Bava Kamma, and Merubah Midas Tashlum Kefel, Midas Tashlum Bava Chamisha. The rule of paying Kefel for that which you steal is greater in a certain sense, or meaning it applies more broadly than the rule of paying dalad vehei in a very simple way. No matter what you steal, whether it's a living creature or not, you pay kefel. But paying dalad vehei is only on a shor or a sesh. It says beferish shor oseh. Now there are a number of places where the Torah mentions specific animals, and it refers to all animals. We had a mission like that in the last parak, where it was eight different halachos that apply to all animals, but this is one that's actually very limited, and it does not include all animals. Two parakim ago, wherever that was, I think it was in the fifth parak maybe. Anyway, if someone steals from a ganav who had himself stolen it, then you don't pay kefel. And if someone shechts or sells an ox or a sheep that he stole from a ganav, he doesn't have to pay the dalid vehei. So let's review what we learned today. So in the last Mishnah in Perek Vav, we said that if you're striking with a hammer and a spark comes out and damages, you're chayiv. If your camel is laden with pishtan and is walking in Rosh Hashanah and the pishtan gets lit on fire because the pishtan went into a chanus and then it burnt out a whole building, so the owner of the camel is chayiv, but if the candle was outside of the store, then the owner of the store is going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Yehuda says the exception to that is if it's Ner Chanukah where it's supposed to be outside of the store. And then in Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, if we said that Tashlume Kefel applies more broadly than Dalad Vehei, in that Kefel applies to even non-living things, whereas Dalad Vehei is only on a Shar or a Seh. And then we said a couple of exceptions to these dinim, that a Gonev Achar Ganev doesn't pay Kefel, and a Toveach Umochar Achar Ganev doesn't pay Dalad Vehei. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis.